First of all, what's it like to play behind Bradish when he's throwing that way?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It seems like it's all weak contact all the time, and really fundamental plays on defense, and I feel like he's been doing that, it seems like, all year. It's been really fun to play behind him, and just can't appreciate him enough for going out there and just going 8 strong right there.
You guys haven't hit any home runs in the last 5 games. When you hit yours, do you guys think it's going to be a big night for the offense?
I mean, whenever you start off the game like that, I mean, it's hard not to think that, but there it shows baseball is just a crazy game. You start out with that and don't put up any more runs. So it's a weird game, but yeah, glad we got the job done.
On the attempted steal, what'd you see?
I mean, I just saw the third baseman not really paying any attention. And then when he came set, he was kind of looking off into the distance. So I thought I had a good chance. And just with the run, or we only have one run, so I thought it was a good chance or good possibility that I could get in. Yeah, no, I got to meet Brooks last year when he came, and just all-around great person. He loves the Orioles, and just everything that he's done for the Orioles, and just even off the field. I mean, you couldn't make a better guy, and just hate to hear it, but I know he's looking down on us. I'm sorry, we got a guest speaker in the back.
Favorite coach,
Freddy Gonzalez.
Just when you look at the history of this organization on the left side of the infield, how much pride do you take in getting to make part of that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's some of the best to ever do it. And to be able to be behind them and just kind of fill their shoes, it's been really fun. And just kind of following their footsteps, it's been really phenomenal. And got to even talking to them, it's really fun that they just embrace the Orioles and still love being a part of this team.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks, guys.